Yeah, London played pretty well, and you know, we know they've got a decent side now. We know they've been improving every week, and when it got to 22-16, it was anyone's game, but it was a good response from us in the end, and we played a lot smarter in that last 20 minutes or so.
Patchy game, you dominated totally, and then as you said, you put the cue on the rack for a little bit, but then you did well to get it back out and put the game to bed.
Yeah, that's a good summary. Exactly right. You know, we switched off after half time and we paid the consequence, and I was just pleased that the boys, you know, are able to respond to that and make sure they finished off the game.
London are improving, so you must be happy with that, the way that you guys have really dominated the game on all.
Yeah, definitely. You know, London, as I said during the week, London should have beat Catalan last week. I was very impressed with them, and they've got a bit of continuity now, and, you know, 22-16, and, you know, it was a touch and go there, and so I'm very pleased with the boys that, you know, they responded well from that and, you know, put the foot down and got the job done.
Some big performances in your pack again. Wayman and Costigan playing really good football at the minute.
Yeah, they're outstanding. You know, their leadership and the way they're playing is vital for us.
Half-time, no Chris Keating. What was the story? He didn't come out after the second half. What's the story there?
Yeah, he's done something to his thumb. He'll get a scan first thing in the morning and keep our fingers crossed.
Craig Hall came on, scored two tries. You know, his versatility must be a big asset to him.
Yeah, and that's why we put him on the bench. You know, he can cover any position, you know, from really dummy half through the outside back. So to have a quality player like Craig come on was handy for us.
If Keating's no good, will that be your options next week?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, we need to have a good look and make a decision. But, you know, Craig's probably the logical one.
Is it a break or is it more something like that you're worried about with Chris's thumb?
No, it's definitely not broken. It's more ligament damage and depends on, you know, how bad it is. So that scan tomorrow, we'll you know, go from there.
Any other injuries today?
No, that's the only one. Everyone else, you know, just the normal bumps and bruises, hopefully, and which is a positive. But obviously, you know, Chris Keating's a pretty important player for us, and you know, we need to keep our fingers crossed that the scan comes back in our favour.
Starting to gain some momentum now and climbing up, getting some more points and cementing your place in the eight. Be a big test next week at Castleford.
Yeah, Cass are a great side, and you know, they're doing little things well, and they complete their sets and have a real good kick chase. So it'll be a good indicator of where we're at.
It's a good place to go. It's real intimidating, real noisy. The fans you'll take some numbers. It'll be a good spectacle next week.
Yeah, I'd say it'll be a full house, and you know, Cass's ground unique, and you know, it's short there, and you've got to be wary of that as well. So you know, we'll look forward to that.
Maybe your kicking game will come into play there. Travis Burns' kicking in general play has been really good of late.
Yeah, it has, and he's working hard on it. And I think Chris Keating's got a great left foot kick as well. So, you know, at the moment, they're going well.